As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, the Association of Higher and Civil Public Servants is calling for stronger policy around the right to disconnect, as 83% of their members who responded to the survey reported to receive emails and text messages outside working hours. And Kieran Rowan is the General Secretary of the Association of Higher Civil Public Servants. Good morning to you, Kieran. So, roughly speaking, 4 out of 5 people in your union's survey say that they get emails out of hours. It presumably means outside the 9 to 5. Do they reply to them?
Some do and some don't. I think in most cases they probably do. So, you know, with the advent of WhatsApp and text and emails, you know, it's increasing number of communication. So we accept that occasionally there are times when you have to respond to something urgent, but it seems to be on a more regular basis, and maybe a hangover from COVID, where it became normal to be contacted at all sorts of times, and it's kind of continued on since then.
Goodness, I think a lot of people would say during COVID it was actually very hard to contact anyone in the public service, but most people were working from home, and when you rang numbers there was nobody on the receiving end of them. We were looking at the salaries earlier of your members, because you are the Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants.
Yep.
Very many of them are earning six-figure sums, 106,000, 134,000, 183,000. Those are the kind of salaries we're looking at. So they are in the, many of them, in the top 5% of earners in this country.
And what's the point in relation to that, I suppose? So firstly, our members worked very hard during COVID and kept the country going. And in fact, it's acknowledged that.
I think now it would be a bit much to say your members kept the country going. I think people all over the country in retail and low-paid jobs kept the country going.
But in terms of the civil and public services, which is why I'm speaking to you this morning, that was certainly an issue. The one thing I would say to you, if you want really good people to work in the civil and public service, then you have to pay them adequately. And our members are no different to any other.
No, not. But we already know that. Is it 14% better off people are paid in the public service? They have better pensions. They have better working conditions. How much better do we need to pay them to get them to work there?
Well, if you want to address the pension issue, I'm happy to do that as well.
The point I'm getting to when I'm talking about you being well paid, I think most people would feel that if somebody was on a low income and maybe a minimum wage job, or they were low paid workers, and the average pay in this country, the median pay is about mid-40s in terms of, you know, mid-40,000, it would be the average salary. If they are being contacted day and night, a lot of people would feel that was very difficult for them. One, because they're not paid well, and two, because they're probably not in a position to complain. That is not the case with your workers. Your workers are paid extremely well and are very, very well represented by people like yourself, despite the fact that they actually have some of the best paying conditions in the country. You're kind of still complaining.
Well, I suppose, look, I accept that we have to work additional hours occasionally. What our members are telling us is that, you know, 60% of them, for example, have been contacted when they're on annual leave. 30% said that the level of work in addition is unsustainable. Everybody is entitled at some point to say the working day is over. It cannot keep continuing.
Here's the thing, though, Kieran. Supposing it is unsustainable. We are at full employment. They could easily go and change jobs. Would it not be the case that they don't go and change jobs because they probably would not find a job with the same kind of paying conditions anywhere else?
But I don't think that's correct. And what tends to happen, if you have people working in the civil and public service, they're delegated to working in the civil and public service. So there's a duty, I suppose, to think. So they don't tend to leave. I mean, there's a workforce there.
So you're saying that people in the public service don't change jobs out of a kind of a noble act, not because they're better paid?
No, I'm not saying that. If you're in the public service, you have a duty to serve the public. And a lot of people like a job like that. So people choose to work in the public service. So if you choose to work in the public service, you should be paid adequately. We're not saying you should be paid more or less than your comparator in the private sector.
Yeah, but you are paid more. I'm not saying you're saying you should be paid more, but you are being paid more.
We're not actually. That's not correct.
An awful lot of studies would say that there is between a 5% increase and a 14% increase, depending which way you look at it. Nobody is saying you're paid any less or even the same as people in the private sector.
So we have had an exercise done by the Institute of Public Administration, and that survey showed that our members were between 20 and 30% behind their comparison to private sector. We accept we're never going to reach that level. We're happy to be part of a framework.
That is fascinating, because I looked at figures before I came on air with you, and I have seen nothing that would reflect those types of figures, that you are paid 30% less. So if you're paid, if you have an assistant secretary paid at 183,000 euros.
We don't represent assistant secretaries, just to be clear.
Who are they represented by if they aren't the association?
I don't think they have a trade union, but they're certainly not represented by ourselves.
Okay. All right. Well, then we won't get into that. Nonetheless, you feel that this is a reasonable thing, and that the right to disconnect is an important issue for your members?
Absolutely. And what we're calling for is legislation. So our colleagues in France, Italy, Belgium and Spain have legislation. And while there's a code of practice from the Workplace Relations Commission, we feel that legislation would strengthen, you know, members. I mean, it isn't easy to be like, people have a right to switch off when they go home. And in certain instances, it's clear from the survey that people can't.
All right. Look, thank you for that this morning. We shall leave it there. That is Kieran Roan there, the General Secretary of the Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of Black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for Black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.